بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم My beloved brothers, respected elders, it is only and only and only by the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that we are sitting here. Only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has brought us here. And only Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has given us the tawfiq to be here. So we should be so happy. In our hearts, we should be so happy with Allah. From all the people in the city and all the people around, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has selected us to be here. So how happy shouldn't we with Allah? And Allah has brought us here, it is for a reason, to give us something. Not from the speaker, not from Allah directly. Hidayat is only in the hands of Allah. So my beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this kalima, La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. This great bond that Allah has put into our hearts, united us. But my dear brothers, let us think that for most of us sitting here, how did we get the kalima? For most of us, probably by birth, some later. But generally, most of us by birth. And for us, the kalima was a celebration. Celebration in that, the moment we were born, first thing, Iqama and Adhan, Adhan and Iqama. Adhan, Iqama. Celebrated welcome into the Deen of Islam. Welcome. Then sweetness in the mouth, tahniq, and Aqiqah, celebration, cutting of sheep, calling all the relatives, sharing with them. Then giving us a name that they thought is the best. All of us have been given some Muslim name, celebrated. All this was a celebration into Islam. Kalima. Then in our mother's lap, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. We learned that. Very sweetly, very nicely. And my dear brothers, we continued in this way, generally. Generally in the Ummah. I'm saying generally in the Ummah has continued in this way. That very comfortably we are living with Kalima. Doing our things in this world and living with Kalima. Side by side. Both. But, my dear brothers, if you look at the kalima of Sahaba, let us just reflect. Then we realize what a big difference it was. What was the kalima of Sahaba? The kalima of Sahaba, my beloved brothers, was a confrontation. Kalima of Sahaba was a confrontation, was a muqabla. That means when a person first heard about the kalima, he had to make a muqabla, a confrontation in his, there was a confrontation in his own heart. And the dawat from the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached every sahabi. There was a confrontation in his heart. all the idols, all the traditions, all the beliefs on the one side, that all these gods are doing and everything. And on the one side, one Allah who is in control, one Allah who has created us, one Allah from whom we have come, and one Allah who is doing everything, and one Allah whom we are returning to. So inside, so everyone who this kalima reached had to go through this muqabla, this confrontation between his beliefs of all the years and now this challenge of kalima, that no, only one Allah is doing. So the kalima was a confrontation. What was the confrontation? That all these gods are not doing, all these idols are not doing, all these buts in the Kaaba are not doing, nothing is doing. That was the confrontation of kalima. Understand? Qabla, only one Allah is doing. So the kalima came as a confrontation, not like us as a celebration. It was a confrontation. And every sahabi, when he accepted this kalima, initially, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, quiet, secret, keep it to yourself. Because he knew that if they announce it, and they announce their confrontation that I am believing only in one Allah, I am not believing in your gods, then there would be a confrontation from them to try and take that kalima away and bring back the idols in their heart. See? And they will be punished, and they will be ostracized, and be tortured. So they leave the iman. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself understood this. And he told sahaba to keep their iman a secret. And in this secret time of almost 3 years, those who accepted early and so forth, slowly, slowly they were learning iman at the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no creation is doing, no one is doing, Allah alone is doing. See? Secret. That was their kalima. Our kalima was announced and celebrated. Their kalima was a secret. They couldn't announce it. They couldn't mention it. But when their kalima became known, now the confrontation started. Now the outside confrontation. First it was inside. They accepted the kalima. They threw out the idols. Finished. Cleared their hearts. But now those are the idolaters who came to know of this kalima in their hearts, now they came with confrontation. Now the real confrontation began. They were giving the dawat, the kalima, of one Allah against all the idols. So they were hitting the hearts of kufr. Directly in the hearts they were hitting them. In the inner beliefs of their hearts, of all their idols, they were piercing their hearts and saying only one Allah. And they couldn't bear that. And opposite, they were beating and reaching their bodies to try and take away that iman. That was the confrontation. See? They were torturing them, made them go through hunger, beating, ostracism, everything they could do to try and snatch that iman. And that was the kalima of sahaba. Musab ibn Umair, radiyallahu anhu, young sahabi, accepted iman when he was young. And when the deen was also young, right in the beginning, when the torturing and the beating was at its height. And who was he? The best dressed youth in Makkah. The best dressed youth in Makkah. A life of luxury, a life of comfort, a life of care, tender love, compassion. Everything he had, everything of this world. And when the kalima reached him, Now, there was a muqabla in his heart, a confrontation. All this beliefs and this call to one Allah. Allah gave him hidayat. So, under the guidance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kept it a secret. For as long as he could. Until somebody came to find out that he's visiting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told his parents. Now the confrontation came from outside. Now he was a prisoner in his own house. Now he was being beaten. He was being treated harshly. See, that was the confrontation of kalima. That was the kalima of sahaba. And he had to make a choice now. This life of luxury and comfort and care and all of that, or one Allah and the deen of Allah. A choice. A choice of night and day, more than night and day. He knew it was not going to be both. That's why I'm saying, our kalima, very easy. One side we are carrying the kalima, one side we are carrying our dunya also, when we are moving side by side, no confrontation. Very nice. Celebration of kalima when we were born, and then celebrating at this kalima, mashallah. La ilaha illallah in our mother's lap. And now also la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, we are reciting very comfortably. No confrontation. But here, a choice. This or that. And finally Allah Ta'ala gave him the tawfiq. That was all that. He made a choice and he escaped this life of luxury. Escaped from this life of tender care and love and food and everything. And escaped to a life of poverty, hardship, difficulty, hunger for kalima. But such honor Allah gave him then, that he was selected to be the first da'i to move out of Makkah and to invite the people of Medina. And hardly a home was left where someone did not accept kalima through his efforts. And then above that, Allah honored him with shahadat. Tears of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing him moving with sheet of cloth of patches and remembering what was his life before and what the kalima has brought him to now. What was it? The kalima, my friends. That was their kalima. That was the kalima of sahaba. And not only that, he never saw anything till the end. Not even his coffin was enough for him. So my dear brothers, it's two different kalimas. Or is it the same kalima? Bilal radiallahu anhu. He accepts this kalima. And then he's been beaten and tortured and dragged in the streets. We know the story, we've read it in Talim over and over again. And he's saying, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. He's piercing their hearts with kalima. He's giving them the da'wah. Ahadun, Ahad, Ahadun, Ahad. One Allah. The last thing they want to hear, the thing most distasteful to them, the most thing most hated to them, he is piercing their hearts. That's kalima. That's the confrontation. He's confronting them. They are also confronting him. But they are only reaching his body. They cannot reach his heart. He's striking their hearts. They are striking his body. But he says, cried later and he said that, what can I tell you, that in that time when I was dragged in the streets of Makkah, the closeness that I came to Allah, the closeness that I felt, the nearness, the qurb of Allah, even later I didn't experience that. This was Allah's way of pouring the kalima in their hearts, in the face, baked in the oven. Baked in the oven of mujahada, difficulty, torture, beating. Abu Dharr Ghifari. Such a feeling of iman directly from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this kalima in the presence of Nabi penetrated so deep in his heart that he couldn't bear it. He had to go and make the confrontation. He had to make the muqabla. He couldn't bear it. In the haram, loud, making the full muqabla. Ah, all these idols, nothing. Illallah, only one Allah. And you know what happened, how they beat him, almost died. And the second day again, despite knowing what is going to happen to him, that fervor of iman, that I have to go in the middle of this darkness and confront all the idolaters and pierce their hearts with the kalima. Sharik, radiallahu anha, she's giving dawah to the ladies, and the ladies are come accepting iman until they got finally so tired they took her, made a plan and took her into the desert to leave her to die there. Now, in the desert, in the heat, without water, without food. Choice, leave kalima or die. That was the confrontation from the kuffar. But so firm that when she finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw her determination now to die with this kalima, Allah sent the casket of water. So my beloved, that's one sahabi, Sumayya radiallahu anha, being beaten, being tortured, gave everything, finally gave her life. First person, a lady, radiallahu anha, become shaheed in the whole history of Islam. First person, woman. Nothing left now. Now what can I give, Ya Allah? That's all I can give, is what I've got, is my life. Gave her life. So that was their kalima, man and woman. But they didn't stop. They kept the dawah of kalima. They kept the confrontation. It wasn't that they were now accepted kalima and they were weak and the kuffar were beating them. No. Their confrontation and their onslaught on the hearts of kufr was far more powerful than what they could do to their bodies. Umar radiallahu anhu was commissioned to take the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On his way, we know the story, we've all read it so many times, he was diverted towards his sister's house. When he got there, he heard them reciting Quran, he went in, barged in, beat his brother-in-law, and said, what have you accepted? He said, his brother-in-law confronted him and said, but what if the new religion is better than the old one? He got even more upset, started beating him. And when his sister intervened, he beat her also till she started bleeding. Then she confronted him. The powerful Umar. She confronted him. He said, Umar, you can do what you like. Now the choice. See, the choice. You can do what you like. Do whatever you want. We are prepared to die as Muslims. Finished. He was defeated. The powerful Umar was defeated. He knew now he can kill her. But he cannot reach her iman. This shook him. That this weak and timid sister of mine, where does she get the strength from? Where does she get this power from to confront me like this? And actually to defeat me. I'm helpless. I want her iman back, but I can't. That is the beginning of the change of Umar radiallahu anhu. So my dear brothers, we can see We all have to think, right? We can make our own judgment. What was our kalima, or what is our kalima? And what was the kalima of Sahaba? And in all this time, my beloved brothers, Salat, ulama say, going on the 9th, 10th, 11th year, different narrations. Safely say 10 years, no commandment of Allah. In this time of beating and torture, going through ostracism and hunger, everything on account of kalima, only because they accepted iman, nothing else. Only because they accepted iman, and those who were giving dawah. And because of that, they were going through even more difficulty. Those who were brave enough to give dawah, then they went through even more difficulty. But only one command. There was only one command at that time. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this 10 years, only one command. Command from Allah. They accepted kalima. Now the confrontation became, and they were going through all kinds of difficulties and hardship. And in the face of all that hardship and beating and torture, one command from Allah. No retaliation. No retaliation. Sabr. That was the first command. After kalima, that was the first command. But the hikmat of Allah and the wisdom of Allah in this command, if somebody does something, hurts me, and I return it, it is from makhluk to makhluk. Somebody hurts you, and you retaliate, you take a revenge. It is from makhluk to makhluk. The whole world is doing that. But Sahaba, they had to bend down, they had to lower their faces, they had to accept the beating, they had to accept the torture. Even if they were able to make muqabla physically, no. Accept it. So humbleness, meekness, sabr. To who? To Allah. So the whole attention now was away from makhluk. They couldn't retaliate with makhluk. They had to turn to Allah. Allah, it's from you. Allah, it's from you. In this whole time, in the heat of difficulty and tortures, this kalima had to ring in their hearts again and again. Allah, it's from you, not from him, not from that one, not from makhluk, not from that nation, not from that one. Allah, it's from you. Allah, it's from you. That was the thing that put drop by drop, poured this iman in their hearts. See? In that sabr, in that perseverance of all kinds of conditions, and no retaliation, so now they only had to turn to Allah. Only to Allah. Somebody is beating them and torturing them, and they can't retaliate, and they have to say, La ilaha illallah, Allah is from you. Like Bilal radiallahu anhu. Allah is true, Allah only wants to see Bilal is true. That in my heart there is the only sound, Ahadun, Ahad, Ahadun, Ahad. See my difference. So that was the test, that was the kalima that Sahaba learned. A kalima of sabr, a kalima of perseverance, all kinds of conditions. Today somebody does something to us immediately. In our home we doing tabligh and somebody tells us something immediately. Just among society something happened immediately. Our response is immediate to say something, to retaliate. Here, Sahaba teaching us a great, great lesson. That we learn this iman in Kasme Pursi and in the condition of, so to say, weakness and helplessness, because we are told by Allah, hands down, no retaliation, hands down. Take whatever happens to you for kalima. and say it's from me. La ilaha illa. Little bit tawleef we do today and little difficulty comes and we say that one did that, that one did that. Here is a lesson from the life of Sahaba. In our homes, outside our homes, in the masjid, satis. These difficulties come and it's a lesson and a training from the life of Sahaba. So we are so fortunate, my dear brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a parallel effort here once in this effort now. A small little jalak, a small little glimmer comes in our life of what Sahaba went through. In fact, Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullahi drew a complete parallel. He said, it's the words of Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullahi, he said once, that tanhai me bairkar, until and unless you do not sit alone with yours, by yourself, tanhai me bairkar, ghair ki nafi ke baghair, and if you don't make nafi, you don't negate the makhluk in front of you, the things, the conditions that are coming, the hardships that are coming, the trials that are coming from satis, from your beloved ones in your own home, from your locality, all kinds of difficulties as you are doing this effort now, only for kalima. Before you were the favorite, before you were the beloved one, right? Everybody loved. Now when you just started this effort, say, what is the strange deen you are bringing in? What is this you are doing now? And all kinds of hardships. The most beloved wife is also now a little bit. The most beloved parents also a little bit. No, this is a test from Allah. So when I asked him, I said, "Tanhai me baitkar, ghair ki nafi ke bagair." If you do not negate where this condition is coming from, to yourself, to your own heart, he said, "Baad dil ki gehrai tak nahi pochegi." The reality of Iman will not enter the depths of the heart. That doesn't mean now you must sit alone and just give yourself. No. That you can only do, the istidad, the capacity to give yourself dawat, will only come from giving dawat to others first. That is the easier one. To give dawat to others is easier. But when in the heat, somebody, those who are married, when it comes from the wife or from the parents or somebody and difficulty and hardship is coming now when you are trying to do this effort of deed and you are angry and you have all kinds of emotions and you can retaliate. But now the parallel of Sahaba, you sit down and you make yourself into Qabu, you control yourself and now you start giving yourself dawat parallel to the life of Sahaba. That it's not from them, Allah, it's not from them, it's not from that one, Allah, it's not from them, it's not from him, it's not from that nation, it's not from them. Allah is from you, la ilaha illallah, only from you. The pendulum beating of our own heart. But this will come first when you stand up for dawat and you start to give dawat and you move in dawat. Then these conditions are going to come. So this is special in this effort. This is special in this effort that when you will stand up for dawat and you will start to move for dawat, then expect conditions to come. Like it came on Sahaba. Now the parallel effort that when those conditions come, you don't retaliate, but you sit down and you convince your own heart in this. Very difficult, my dear brothers. Very hard. To give others dawat is easy. When you are angry and you know someone is troubling you there, very close to you. Your wife, your parents, your brothers, somebody. And they are so close to you. And they are giving you a rough time. And you have to say, Allah, it's not from there. Easy. And you are angry. So, my dear brothers, such a beautiful effort Allah has given us, that He's given us an effort parallel to the life of Sahaba. And ulama say that the first thing that will happen after giving dawah to others and then halat coming and conditions coming, or let's say wujud-e dawat, existence of dawat. First, you're giving dawat, then waqfa-e tarbiyat, then a time of tarbiyat. Now when the halats come and the conditions come, it's a time of tarbiyat. No retaliation, turning to Allah, saying Allah, it's from you. Waqfa-e tarbiyat. Then izhar and nusrat. Then the first nusrat of Allah. When a person will give himself dawat against the conditions that are coming and against the makhluk that's impacting on his heart, right? And slowly he's telling himself, Allah, it's not from there, it's from you. So he's now, drop by drop, pouring the kalima in his heart against the makhluk. He's not accepting the makhluk. He's putting kalima in his heart. Allah, it's from you. Now to that extent that the heart shifts away from makhluk and focuses on Allah. Or let's say the first nusrat of Allah. The first real nusrat of Allah. Immediately as the heart shifts away from makhluk and moves and looks towards Khalik, the first thing, itminan al-qulub, peace of the heart. The moment you focus on Allah, Allah brings peace into the heart. Allah has given that in the Quran also. That in the zikr of Allah lies the peace and contentment of the heart. Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib said that ayat, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatmain, I shouldn't be reciting, you recite it. Allah bi dhikrillahi. That verily in the zikr of Allah lies the contentment and peace of heart. He says, iska murad hai yaqeen. It is conditional to yaqeen, not just tasbih. 1,000 tasbihs without the heart, you won't get itminan. Once you say, Allah, it's from you, khalas. Iska murad hai yaqeen. So the first nusrat of Allah in the effort of iman, first nusrat of Allah, that when we turn our hearts and our heart starts to move and its focus becomes Allah, it's not possible that the heart won't get itminan because it's the promise of Allah. And Allah never goes against His promise. So what is it then when all the things of the world are upside down but inside you are at peace? Ibrahim alayhi salam, the fire, everything is roaring in front of him. The malaika on the one side, ready to help him. But his heart is focused on Allah. He's so at much at peace and itminan. He's not affected by the threat of the fire and is not impressed by the help of malaika. The two extremes. We don't experience fire and we don't see malaika. We are in between our whole life. But here are two extremes of different conditions, and he was free from it all completely. Itminan in his heart. Allah is sufficient for me. Then he saw the help of Allah. So the first help of Allah, my friends, on those who make effort of kalima, should be itminan in qulub, peace in the heart. That's the first nusrat of Allah. So we are doing the work and we are doing the work, and we are not getting any itminan. That means somewhere, something is missing. This is a work, this is haq, this is real. This kalima is haq, this kalima is real. It has to bring a result. And the first result, Allah doesn't wait for outside results and to show mu'jizas and miracles. First result Allah will bring in our own hearts if we do this effort correctly. The first thing we'll get, itminan yaqulu, peace of heart. Against, in other words, it's like a ruhani anesthetic. Ruhani anesthetic. You become numb to the makhluk. Dead. You know, when they anesthetize you, then your body is dead. Iman is dead. That's why Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib said once that Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not only gave dawat when he gave dawat, he gave dawat when he was making dua also. Through dua, indirectly, he was teaching his ummah what is important to ask for. And then he gave this example of a short extract of a long dua. وَمِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَا تُحَوِّنُ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبُ الدُّنْيَا. Oh Allah, مجھے ایسے یقین فرما جس سے میں دنیا کی مصیبتوں کو جھیل سکتا ہوں. Oh Allah, give me that yaqeen That level of yaqeen that can enable me to face the trials and difficulties of this world, that is the first nusrat of Allah. That He puts that yaqeen in our heart, that we become itminan, we're not affected. And then when a person makes tawbah, that is a lesson from the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Went to Taif, gave dawah, went through hardship, went through beating. And then, oh Allah, it is you have put me in the hands of these people. It's from you. First, you have put me, iman, first, Allah is from you. Such a lesson of Taif, my brothers, that we have to still go beyond the first lesson in Fadail Amal. Allah is from you. You have put me in my life and my things in the control of these people. We blame that one, we blame that one. Here the Nabi of Allah is teaching us. All this bleeding, full of blood, covered in blood. Shoes clocked to his feet, he's saying, Allah, it's from you. And it is my weakness, my inability, that I am not able to reach these people. And oh Allah, if you are not angry with me, in short, I'm just saying it in short. Fala ubali, I don't care for anything if you are not angry. And I seek your forgiveness and your mercy. What a lesson. After giving dawah and going through difficulty, not blaming, he is asking, he is making istighfar, he is making tawbah, and asking for the mercy of Allah. It's the quality of a mu'min, especially, that he makes istighfar after his good deeds, not after his sins. After his good deeds he makes, like in salat, in the end we make istighfar. So what a lesson from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when a person, once he gets itminan, and he knows the condition is from Allah, and now he's looking at Allah, and he says, Allah, forgive me. It's my weakness. Forgive me. La ilaha illa anta. Allah, it's all from you. Everything is from you. And only from you. Only from you. Subhanaka. And whatever you are doing is out of your mercy, your perfection. Subhanaka. Out of your mercy, out of your compassion, out of your love. Everything you are doing is completely out of its perfection. As much as I don't, doesn't make sense to me. The only certainty, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I am the zalim. That is the lesson from Taif. The lesson from Anbiya alayhi salam. The lesson from Yunus alayhi salam. Mawlana gave a whole bayan today. Jumma explaining all this. My dear brothers, when a person will do that, our elders say, then, when we take everything into our own heart, and now we are making tawbah, Allah, it's from you, and I'm asking for forgiveness, not blaming anyone else. The next step is the nusrat, outward nusrat of Allah, izhar and nusrat. In our own lives first we'll see it, the nusrat of Allah. So my dear brothers, in this effort, guaranteed, we have to do this effort in that way that we start to see the nusrat of Allah in our own lives. First, itminan al-qulub, and then the outward nusrat of Allah is guaranteed. If you're not seeing it, then somewhere in our efforts something is missing. Something is missing. And because we are not seeing the nusrat of Allah, our iman is not increasing. The Badri Sahaba were the highest because they saw the open nusrat of Allah. And like that, later and later, as Sahaba saw the nusrat of Allah, the iman grew. So if we are not seeing the nusrat of Allah in our life, it's not something wrong with the work. It's not something wrong with the effort. Don't look for it somewhere else. Something in the way we are doing, my dear brothers. The two nusrats of Allah. First in the heart, that peace. Allah, it's from you. Khalas. Anesthetic. Numb to makhluk. Dead to makhluk. And tawbah. Then the outward nusrat of Allah. This was the life of Sahaba, my dear brothers. That is how they learnt this iman in that period of Makkah. 10 years. Then, my dear brothers, when this iman was now baked, and hijrat, and Badr. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying, gone. Now the commandment of no retaliation, cancelled, finished. Now you make open muqabla. Now you come onto the medan. Why? That iman and total yaqeen only in Allah, dead to everything else. Allah only from you. Only you and only you. On that basis they went into Badr. So ulama say that the battle of Badr was not won on the battlefield. The battle of Badr was won in Makkah when they took out the greatness of makhluk from their hearts. That was when the battle of Badr was won. They were saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu, and the kuffar were taunting them. Where's your Allah? Where's your Allah? Where's your Allah? And they kept on saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Only Allah, it's from Allah, it's from Allah. And the kuffar kept on taunting them. Then Badr came. And there it was, like they say, Yawm al-Furqan, the day of decision, whatever. Open, clear. Even the kuffar, Najashi, he was the king of Habasha. Very intelligent person. So when he learned about this, and heard the kisah of Badr, was very disturbed. So his courtiers and wazirs all came to him. Said, O king, why are you so disturbed? He said, haven't you heard about Badr? The Badr of Badr, battle of Badr has taken place. He said, what is that? There's a few people of the desert fighting and a few people won. He said, no. He said, it was very intelligent. He said, a new zamana has entered into human history. He said, a new zamana has entered into human history. Whoever will challenge these people of the desert on the basis of means and wealth, they will be destroyed. This is the superiority of iman and amal over means and wealth. This is the zamana of the superiority of iman and amal over means and wealth. Whoever will challenge these people, they will be destroyed. The ripples of hidayat. So my beloved brothers, we all have to go through this as a real effort, putting full yaqeen in the promises of Allah and getting full itminan in our hearts from Allah and seeing the nusrat of Allah. My dear brothers, otherwise, what's going to happen? Mullah Ibrahim says that. Ibrahim says, what's that? Tick, tick, tick. Gush, tick. Outgush, tick. 3 days, tick. Chilla, tick. Sal, tick, 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 tick. Ye kaam nahi hai. Andar kya ho raha hai? Otherwise, outwardly we'll be thinking of everything. But what's actually happening inside us? See, my dear brothers. So, my dear brothers, Allah has given us such a great opportunity, Allah, to come onto a line parallel to the life of Sahaba and the kalima of Sahaba. Small jalak, small parallel. Going through difficulty for Allah's deen and no retaliation and making sabr and being humiliated and lowering yourself in the eyes of people, becoming a nobody, becoming almost like a laughing stock. All those things and you're making sabr, no retaliation, only turning to Allah. Allah is from you, Allah is from you. Until Allah puts itminan in the heart and we continue making tawbah and then see the rusulat of Allah. A guaranteed road, my dear brothers. Each one of us can become a karguzari. And I'm sure there are so many brothers who have karguzaris. They're not speaking. They're the ones nobody knows. But they've seen the help of Allah. They've seen itminan in their hearts. They've seen the nusrat of Allah. But every one of us can be a sample and a karguzari, my dear brothers, of this. Everyone. But if you are not seeing it and you're just making tick, 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 Something is missing somewhere. So, my dear brothers, we have to come out in the path of Allah on the tartib of Sahaba. In this way, Sahaba made this effort. And as they learned kalima, drop by drop, import in their hearts, when facing all these conditions, they said, no retaliation, Allah is from you, Allah is from you. Now, but first, standing up. First, standing up for this effort. First, going out. First, giving the da'wat of Allah. Wujud al-da'wat. Then, facing the difficulties that come. Waqfa ya tarbiyat. Time of tarbiyat. Then, izhar ya nusra. Then, the help of Allah. And if we do it ijtima'i, if you all come onto that together, then like sahaba, so, face like kudrat. The complete ijtima'i help of Allah. So, my dear brothers, for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two positions and two objectives, my dear brothers. We are the banda of Allah. We have to learn this iman. Banda of Allah. Three efforts, makhluk to khaliq, mal to amal. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The power of amal. That means the display of the qudrat of Allah through amal. And dunya to akhirat, the main focus, akhirat. Main focus to break through the eggshell of this dunya and to be able to focus on akhirat. That is the most difficult one. Most difficult, most elusive one. Amal, everything can be in its place. But breaking the shell of this dunya, to break through and see akhirat, to make that the first, the real focus. And our second position, my dear brothers, we are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why this ummah has been prepared on the basis of yaqeen, iman and amal. That unlike any other ummahs, as an ummah it has to move forward. It has to move with the confrontation. It has to move with the muqabla of kalima. And it has to move with this kalima to make the muqabla on the hearts of people. And then conditions will come. But when they have made the iman, they will be able to face these conditions. On the basis of kalima, on the basis of yaqeen, they were able to go forward and face all the challenges on the road of carrying out that responsibility as the ummati of the Bisra. All the difficulties and trials that came. They never looked at anything besides their focus on Allah. And they were able to come overcome all those. So my dear beloved brothers, really, we have these two responsibilities. The banda of Allah, from makhluk to khaliq, mal to amal, dunya to akhirat. And as the ummati of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the da'wat of makhluk to khaliq, the da'wat of mal to amal, the da'wat of dunya to akhirat. We have to become the banda of Allah. That is our first thing. And our responsibility as the ummati of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make each and every one also become the banda of Allah. That is the original thing, the slave of Allah. That is our responsibility, high, unprecedented responsibility. To be able to carry this out, my beloved brothers, we need the sarmaya, we need the support of iman and amal. It is only on that basis and focused on akhirat that we'll be able to carry out this responsibility. It means the greater the sense of bandagi will come in, the more I will be able to carry out my responsibility as the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the more I carry out my responsibility as ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will take me to a higher level of bandagi. It works together. In salat, first of all, we are the highest outward expression of servitude and bandagi. And being the slave of Allah is in salat. Complete, head to toe, every muscle, everything, directly under the command of Allah. Standing, ruku, sit, every posture. Haram, can't look this way, not only the heart focused on Allah, heart and body, standing in front of Allah, and ruku in front of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the best amal is that where the heart is with the body. So heart and body in front of Allah, heart and body in ruku, heart and body in sujood. This, my dear brothers, is the salat of a banda. But iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Iqrar of iman and iqrar of responsibility. Oh Allah, we, not me. We are your banda. And we seek your help. Ihdina. Ihdina, Hajjabai Padia used to repeat rahmatullahi again and again. Ihdina. We are asking for hidayat, not me. There is it in Surah Fatiha. The banda of Allah and the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah has given us in namaz. Together. We cannot forget this, both these responses. Because we're not saying me. Surah Fatiha is only in the prologue. We. To think, mizaj, everything is an ummah. Muhammad Latsafa was saying once that Sahaba, the difference between us and Sahaba, our istima'i namaz, our namaz of jamaat is infiradi. Everyone standing in that row has got his own fikr, his own worry, his own pain in the heart and gham. He said, Sahaba, the infiradi namaz was istima'i, iyyaka na'budu, on the whole ummah. And imagine when they were standing behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Nabi of Allah is saying, Iyyaka na'budu. Imagine how their hearts must have been vibrating. The same vibration. Ihdina. Oh Allah, give us hidayat, the Nabi of Allah. And how Sahaba's hearts must have been vibrating with them. One ummah. Heart and soul and body. So Allah has given us a great opportunity, my brothers, to become the true banda of Allah and collectively to become a true ummat. Only we have to stand up, my brothers, and take the kalima in a small way like Sahaba did. We can never imitate them. But in some small way, be ready to face the little hardships and little difficulties with sabr, with patience, without retaliation, and go ahead and carry it forward until drop by drop Allah pours that iman in our hearts, and then we will see the fruit of that iman. So who is ready for that, my dear brothers? Who is ready for that? Give me your names. Stand up. Come, brothers. MashaAllah. Maulana. Allah. What's your intention? Chalo bhai, make tashkil. My tashkil is very weak, man. Sorry. And myself, I'm weak. Where am I going to make it?
MashaAllah. Come on. Alhamdulillah. I suppose pour his heart out to us, man. MashaAllah. It's our time to speak now, MashaAllah. Come on. Himat karo,
MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
Came back from 1 year now, another 1 year, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
What's your name, boy? Muhammad Zakaria, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Mohsin, boy. Lakabul Kareem, MashaAllah. Come on. Who is ready, inshallah? Himmat Kareem, inshallah. MashaAllah. What's your name, Mona? Mikael. Ishaq, Mona. Ishaq, MashaAllah. See, masjids can make intention, my dear brothers.
Each name is done.
Okay. MashaAllah. Zakaria, from which masjid, boy? Masjid Ikhlas, Henry Road, MashaAllah. Zakaria. MashaAllah. See? Which masjid? Mount Vernon. Sadiq by Mount Vernon, MashaAllah. Come by. What's your name, by? We didn't get your name yet. By Zaid, which Bluff Masjid, MashaAllah. Allah kabul kare, inshallah. What's your name, by? Wasim. Wazir, MashaAllah. From which masjid? Glenwood Park. MashaAllah. Greenwood Park. See? Ibrahim, from which masjid? Glenville, MashaAllah. What's her name? Mujmazi? Kinwal, mashallah. Allah. Kinwal, Zimidazaya, mashallah. Also Kinwal. See? Come, my dears. If no one should leave here without giving the name, mashallah. Everyone make that him. Have you had the design of Allah to come on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Come, my dear brother. What's. See? Rayhan.
Farhad.
From which masjid?
Which masjid, by?
World Bank. Okay.
Oh, World Bank. MashaAllah.
Come, my dear brother. Himmat karo, inshallah ta'ala. Strike while he's hot, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Where are they also? What's your name, by? Sufyan, from which masjid? Kumalanga, Woodbank also. MashaAllah. Allah kabul kare, inshallah. What's your name, Ziyad, from which masjid? Hilal. MashaAllah. Ziyad from masjid Hilal, mashaAllah. Inshallah, Allah kabul kare. Mona. Mona Barafala, what's what near Mona? 1 year, inshallah. Mona Barafala, mashallah. Who was there, inshallah? Masjids can give name, my dear brother. Istima is around the corner. Now is the time, we should be taking our jamaats out to come out now to finish up with the istima, inshallah. So who's ready, inshallah, to come out immediately? Cash jamaat should be coming from every masjid. Every halqa should be taking one jamaat, my dear brother. Masjids can give intention. We've got 2 jamaats, 3 jamaats before the istima, after the istima. Come, my dear brothers. Masjid Mahmoudia. Before istima and one before, one after. MashaAllah. Come on, himmat karo, my dear brothers. Who was ready, inshallah ta'ala? Sadhus can make the niyat, inshallah ta'ala. Those jamaats that make effort before the istima, they are the jaan of the istima, my dear brothers. We all desire, okay, we come out, we make musafa, come out from the istima. But the jamaats that make effort before the istima, they are the jaan of the istima, my dear brothers. MashaAllah. What's your name, boy? All from Woodbank, inshallah. MashaAllah, kabul kare. What's your name? Hamza. Suhail. Israel and Huzaifa, mashaAllah. All Woodbank, mashaAllah. Mulanga brothers are giving a go, my dear. Come, my dear. Where are the local sathis? Local Durban brothers. Himmat karo, inshallah. My dear brothers, every almost half the year is already over. We should be making our yearly, you know, azaim charts. Those who haven't come out already in this year, and we normally come out this part of the year, we should. Now is the time, my dear brothers. Istima is the bahana for us to come out the path of Allah's father. Come, my dear brothers. No person should leave here. Everyone should have the desire to come on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masturat takaza also is there, my dear brothers. Masturat takaza, pedal takaza, these are all regular standing takaza, my dear brothers. Every 3 months we should be going for 3 days, masturat. Annually we should, every 3 years, masturat also. Who is ready, inshallah ta'ala? For Masturat Takaza and the for Maspedal Takaza, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. MashaAllah. Mona's name?
Khalid
Bayat. 5 days, Masturat.
Khalid.
Noticeable, mashaAllah. Who are there, mashaAllah? One complete Jamaat from Lotusville, inshallah. Who are there, inshallah? My dear brothers, if we're not going to take our families out the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they'll take us to all the other places they're not supposed to be going to, my dear brothers. Make the zahan, my dear. Take them out for the 3 days. And once every 3 years, for 40 days as well, inshallah ta'ala. Come, my dear. Himmat karo, inshallah ta'ala. Who has ready, inshallah ta'ala? Masjid can give from the istima. What azaims have we made from the istima, my dear brothers? So masjid can give the azaims, inshallah ta'ala. Niyat. The zone wise or halka wise. Come, my dear brothers. Looks like all the Durban people are not here today. All gone Jamaat, 3 days. Don't hear it. It is all the Gauteng crowd, this is, looks like. Where are the Durban brothers? Mashallah. Himmat karo, my dear brothers. All those made near for 4 months, my dear brothers, come on the right hand side. On my right hand side. On your left, come. Whatever period, whatever niyat, whoever made any niyat, come on the right hand side, my dear. Come, my dear person. Come on this side. You gave niyat for the masjid or the jamaat. Come this side, my dear person. Few minutes left for azan also. And time will be given, the halkas will be sitting now, making the halka fikr. And this azan will be taking place, my dear brothers. Keep the sanctity of the masjid. Now we should all sit with her in our halkas, inshallah ta'ala. Theek, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah. The elders doing their dora, the safar of the province. Tomorrow is in Overport. Tomorrow is in the city. In which masjid? Masjid Dawood in the city area. And on Sunday is in which masjid, Overport? Sunday will be in Ashrafal, inshallah ta'ala. So all the sati, inshallah ta'ala, make fikr, give da'wat for this program. Pass the message also around, inshallah.
Brother, like we know, inshallah, tomorrow the program in Masjid the Dawood will just be for the town, masjids, inshallah, the masjids of the town. So let us make fikr, inshallah, that how every worker, the workers, our musallis try and attend the program, inshallah, the elders will be there in the morning from about 10 o'clock, but the rest of them. So town is all the masjids of the town area and the masjids on the beachfront. North Beach, Mellington, South Beach, all those masjids on the beachfront. The program tomorrow will be in Masjid al-Dawood in town, in city, inshallah. And on Sunday, inshallah, the program for all the other masjids of the Overport and what we know as the Ridge, Musgrave, Henry Road, all these masjids, these areas, the program will be in Ashaval. So from the morning, inshallah, let's make fikr, inshallah, that how we all attend, our satis take part in this program. So let us sit, inshallah, the city and the town areas, worry about that. The other halkas, inshallah, our tashkil charts, let us keep them open. The elders have come to certain areas, so let us keep the tashkil fikr in front of us. There are many jamaats, use these jamaats, inshallah, to take out jamaats, inshallah. So satis can sit in the halkas, inshallah. Subhanallah.